Hello, everyone. I hope you're doing really well. So, something that I've wanted to do for quite some time and I haven't done is to take the five love language test. It is really just a test to see that exactly. What is your love language? Is it? And I know that there are five different categories like touch, giving gifts. Words. Yeah, there's several different categories. And yeah, I thought it would be kind of fun to do an audio with it. And if you want to follow along with me, you are more than welcome to do so. I will leave a link to the actual test down below. And let's not take this too seriously. It's all for fun. Okay. And I don't know, maybe we can learn something about ourselves. Let's see. Okay. The love language quiz. And let's start it. How do you describe yourself? Adult, teenager? I'm taking the quiz for my child. I'm hoping the word love is used very, very wide here. Actually, you know what? It probably is. Never mind that. I am an adult. How do you describe yourself in a relationship, single? I'm single. I'm kidding. I'm not that upset about it. Next, it is more meaningful to me when someone I love sends me a loving note, text, email for no special reason. I hug someone I love. Ooh. Okay, this is gonna be difficult. Can I pick both? I love like getting little texts that says I love you and like just words of appreciation, but I also really, really love hugs. And oh my God, I feel like giving someone a hug, it can just turn their whole day around, and it can turn my day around just knowing that I turned someone's day around. So, I guess it is, yeah, I guess I'm gonna pick I hug someone I love. Okay, next one. It is more meaningful to me when I can spend time alone with someone I love, just us. And someone I love does something practical to help me out. I mean, it is nice when someone offers to help you with something. So, for example, I am the worst when it comes to like anything technical. I'm also really not handy whatsoever. Like, I wish I was. I'm actually striving to be. But yeah, so I always massively appreciate if someone offers to help. But yeah, I would rather spend time alone with someone I love. Okay. It is more meaningful to me when someone I love gives me a little gift of token of our love, of concern for each other. Did I read that right? Someone I love gives me a little gift as a token of our love of concern for each other. Okay. I get to spend uninterrupted leisure time with those I love. Okay. I mean, gifts, especially if they're really thought out, can be really, really lovely, I think. And it's always really heartwarming when someone does something for you, creates something for you, or just put a lot of thought into a present. I think that's really beautiful. But yeah, give me your time. That's always more appreciated. It's more meaningful to me when someone I love does something unexpected for me to help me with a project. I can share an innocent touch with someone I love. I mean, it is always really nice when someone, like I said, offers you to help with anything. That's offers me to help with something. Like, here, Sarah, I'm going to offer your service to myself. Yeah, that That's not what I meant. Yeah, when someone offers to help you out, that's always a nice thing. But, I mean, innocent touch, I guess that would involve like hugs and holding hands and such. And I think that's really lovely. I guess it turns out maybe I'm a bit of a physical person. I'm gonna choose that at least. It is more meaningful to me when someone I love puts their arm around me in public. Oh my God, I love that. I absolutely love that. Like, it doesn't have to be in public either. Like, just, that is such a, like, I don't know. I absolutely love it when someone does that because it's so warm and it makes you feel all safe and loved. Yeah, I love that. Okay, so that was the first option. Or second option is someone I love surprises me with a gift. Oh, that's such an easy one. I'm gonna choose the half hug. It is more meaningful to me when, I feel like everything is gonna start out like that. First option, I'm around someone I love, even if we're not really doing anything. Second, I can be comfortable holding hands, high-fiving, or putting my arm around someone I love. Okay, that's... I think this is a little bit of an odd one, because the first one kind of implies, considering what the second one says, that I'm around someone I love, but we're literally not doing anything. Like, we're not touching, we're not doing anything. I mean, I think I'm gonna pick the second one, but that's only because I'm confused about the first one. Okay. It is more meaningful to me when I receive a gift from someone I love. I hear from someone I love that they love me. Oh my God, yeah. Tell me you love me all day long. Yeah. Okay. It's more meaningful to me when I sit close to someone I love. I am complimented by someone I love for no apparent reason. Okay, that's actually a difficult one. I mean, I like compliments, just it's the next person, but I also really, really love... I don't know, I also really, really love touch and, you know, just feeling the warmth of another human being. So, yeah, I guess I'm gonna pick the first one. These are not easy, by the way. They're really, really not easy. Okay. It is more meaningful to me when I get the chance to just hang out with someone I love. I unexpectedly get small gifts from someone I love. I mean, I like both, but like I've said before, I'm always going to value time over physical presence. It is more meaningful to me when I hear someone I love tell me I'm proud of you. Someone I love helps me with a task. To me, that's an easy choice. I'm going to pick the first one. Like, who doesn't want to be told that someone is proud of you? Okay. It is more meaningful to me when I get to do things with someone I love. I hear supportive words from someone I love. Oh, okay, now it gets interesting. Do I want to do something or do I want to hear supportive words? I think I'm leaning towards the second option. Yeah, but it's very, very slightly here. it is more meaningful to me when someone I love does things for me instead of just talking about doing nice things. I feel connected to someone I love through a hug. Oh, the second one, that's an easy one. It is more meaningful to me when I hear praise from someone I love. Someone I love gives me something that shows they were really thinking about me. I could go either way. That's so difficult. Oh my god, that's so difficult. Because, you know, if someone puts a lot of thought into something, and it doesn't mean that it has to be someone that something that cost them money or anything. It can literally just be anything. And oh my god, but I also have like the biggest praise kink in the universe. Bet you didn't know that. I'm sorry. Okay. Okay, I'm gonna I don't know here. Okay, I'm gonna go for the second one. No, I'm not. Wait. I don't know. I don't know. Oh, I can't decide. I really can't decide. Can you pick for me? God, I hate this. No, I don't actually hate this. Can I do like an eeny, meeny, miny, mo? Because I honestly feel like I'm 50-50 on this. So just know that, but I am going to pick the second one. Okay, moving on. It is more meaningful to me when I am able to just be around someone I love. I get a back rub from someone I love. Give me the back rub. Yeah, just give me it. It's more meaningful to me when someone I love reacts positively to something I've accomplished. Someone I love does something for me that I know they won't particularly enjoy. I mean, I get their intention behind the second one. I normally don't really like doing something with another person if I know that they are not going to enjoy the activity at all. So yeah, it's nice to know that you did this for me, even though, but I think in this context, I will take the praise, actually. It is more meaningful to me when I am able to be in close physical proximity to someone I love. I sense someone I love showing interest in the things I care about. Oh. Like, as much as I love being close to someone, I do love it when people really take the time to get to know you, to ask questions, to allow you to talk about your passions. I think that's equally important, if not even more important. So I'm going to pick the second one. It is more meaningful to me when someone I love works on a special project with me that I have to complete. When someone I love gives me an exciting gift. I mean, I love doing projects together. And I think I'm going to pick that. It is more meaningful to me when I am complimented by someone I love in my appearance. Someone I love takes the time to listen to me and really understand my feelings. Oh my god, that's, yeah. Sign me up for the second one. It is more meaningful to me when I can share a meaningful touch in public with someone I love. Someone I love runs errands for me. I'm the first one. It is more meaningful to me when someone I love does something special for me to help me out. I get a gift that someone I love put thought into choosing. See, to me, those things are kind of equal. But yeah, do something special for me, I guess. It is more meaningful to me when... Are you tired of hearing that sentence yet? Sorry if you are. Someone I love doesn't check their phone while we're talking with each other. Yeah, that's important. I would not be happy. Someone I love goes out of their way to do something that relieves pressure on me. I mean, I really, really would not like the first one, but I actually kind of take that for granted. Like, that's just such a sign of disrespect that, yeah, I'm going to pick the second one only because I probably wouldn't be with someone that would do the first, at least not on a regular basis. Actually, yeah, it would really bug me if they did that at all. Yeah, okay. It is more meaningful to me when I can look forward to a holiday because I'll probably get a gift from someone I love. And when I hear the words, I appreciate you from someone I love. Well, the second one. It is more meaningful to me when someone I love and haven't seen in a while thinks enough of me to give me a little gift. Someone I love takes care of something I'm responsible to do, but I feel too stressed out to do at the time. Well, I think the second one is really sweet. Yeah. It is more meaningful to me when someone I love doesn't interrupt me while talking. I would hope they wouldn't, but, you know, hey, we're all human. Gift giving is an important part of the relationship with someone I love. No, it isn't. It's sweet, it's nice. But I'm going to pick the first one. Good listener. That's important. Someone I love help... Oh, I didn't read the sentence. My goodness me. I apologize. Whatever could it be? It is more meaningful to me when... Someone I love helps me out when they know I'm already tired. I get to go somewhere while spending time with someone I love. In a second. Okay, it is more meaningful to me when someone I love touches my arm or shoulder. Shoulder? To show their care or concern. Someone I love gives me a little gift that they have picked up in the course of their normal day. I'm gonna pick the touch. It is more meaningful to me when someone I love says something encouraging to me. I get to spend time in a shared activity or hobby with someone I love. Ooh. I'm going to pick the second one, but it's a barely. It is more meaningful to me when someone I love surprises me with a small token of their appreciation. I'm touching someone I love frequently to express our friendship. I guess the second one? I mean, I am a hugger. Oh, did I pick the wrong? I picked the wrong one. Okay. Yeah. Luckily, you can go backwards. Okay. It's more meaningful to me when someone I love helps me out, especially if I know they're really busy. I hear someone I love tell me they appreciate me. Yeah, I'm going to do the second. It is more meaningful to me when I get a hug from someone who I haven't seen in a while. I hear someone I love tell me how much I mean to them. I'm gonna pick the second one. Are we done? Oh, we're done. Okay. Results. surprise, surprise. Can you guess what I got? I got physical touch, 33%. Quality time, 27%. Words of affirmation, 23%. Acts of service, 13%. Receiving gifts, 3%. Now, don't take this like just because you got 3 and 13. This has like low percentages, but it's really because you are comparing it to other things. And, you know, it's all good. I love all of those things, essentially. Yeah, and I think all of them have a really big place in a healthier relationship. But this test was really cool. What did they say about the main one, physical touch? A person whose primary love language is physical touch is not surprisingly very touchy. Yeah, well, that's kind of me. Hugs, pats on the back, and thoughtful touches on the arm. They can all have ways to show excitement, concern, care, and love. Physical presence and accessibility are crucial, while neglect or abuse can be unforgivable and destructive. Kind of agree, yes. Appropriate and timely touches communicate warmth, safety, and love to you. It sure does. It sure does. Okay. I'm really curious if any one of you want to share what you got, let me know. And if you just use this audio as a little bit of a chill background sound, I hope you still enjoyed it. And have an awesome day, night, whatever time of the day it is. Bye.